The Essentials of Belief and Rules of Apostasy. The Meaning of the Testification of Faith, Two Shahadas. It is obligatory upon the accountable persons to embrace the religion of Islam, to remain steadfast to it, and to comply with what is obligatory upon them of its rules. That is, every accountable person must be Muslim, stay Muslim, and follow the rules of Islam. Among what one must know, believe in, and utter immediately, if one was a blasphemer, or else in the prayer, is the testification of faith, which is, Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah. The meaning of Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah is, I know, I believe, and I declare that nothing deserves to be worshipped except Allah, who is one, wahid, indivisible, ahad, without a beginning, awwal, eternal, qadim, alive, hay, without an end, qayyum, everlasting, daim, the creator, khaliq, the sustainer, raziq, knowledgeable, alim, powerful, qadir, the one who does whatever he wills. Whatever Allah willed to be shall be, and whatever Allah did not will to be shall not be. The one who, without his protection, no one can evade sinning, and without his help, no one has the strength to obey him, who is attributed with all proper perfection, and is clear of all imperfection. There is nothing like him, and he is attributed with hearing and sight. Allah exists without a beginning, and everything else exists with a beginning. He is the creator, and everything else is a creation. Every creation that exists, be it among entities or deeds, from the fine dust to the ceiling of paradise, Al-Arsh, and every movement, rest, intention, and thought of the slaves is created by Allah. Hence, no one other than Allah, be it nature or reason, creates anything. Things become existent by Allah's eternal will, power, and knowledge. As mentioned in the Quran, وَخَلَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ Surah Al-Furqan, Ayah 2 means, Allah created everything. He brought all the creations from the state of non-existence into the state of existence. No one creates with this meaning of creating except Allah. Surah Fatir, Ayah 3 means, no one is the creator except Allah. An-Nasafi said, if a person hit glass with a stone and broke it, then the acts of hitting and breaking and the state of being broken were created by Allah. The slave only acquires the act. Allah is the only one who creates. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 286, Allah Ta'ala said, لَهَا مَا كَسَبَتْ وَعَلَيْهَا مَكْتَسَبَتْ This ayah means, every self will be rewarded by Allah for the good deeds it acquired, and will be accountable for the sins it committed. The speech, kalam, of Allah is without a beginning, like all of his other attributes, because he, the exalted, is unlike all the creations in the self, that, attributes, and actions. Subhanahu wa ta'ala he is greatly clear of all what the blasphemers say. Summing up what has been mentioned before, it is affirmed that Allah Ta'ala has 13 attributes which were mentioned repeatedly in the Quran, either explicitly or implicitly. These are existence, al-wujud, oneness, al-wahdaniyyah, eternity, al-qidam, that is, al-azaliyyah, everlastingness, al-baqa, non-neediness of others, al-qiyamu bin-nafs, power, al-qudra, will, al-irada, knowledge, al-ilm, hearing, al-sam', sight, al-basar, life, al-hayah, speech, al-kalam, and non-resemblance to the creations, al-mukhalafatu lil-hawadith. Since these attributes were mentioned many times in the Quran and Hadith, the scholars said, knowing them is a personal obligation, fardu ayn. Since eternity is confirmed to the self, that of Allah, His attributes are eternal, because a created attribute entails that the attribute itself is created.